I'm John Batts with my good colleagues, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's in Africa. And Alejandro Pena Esclusa. He is in Europe. He is a Venezuelan writer and thinker and geopolitical observer. Gentlemen, your countries are critical to the success of the Western Hemisphere. So, Ernesto, I come to you. What does the upset in Venezuela mean for Brazil, mean for the people of Brazil? They're watching it closely through the news. What do they take from it?
I think most people would say the same thing I'm going to say. Brazil's and Venezuelans' fortunes are tied together. Our fates are tied together. We can either go together and succumb to a totalitarian nightmare, or we can liberate ourselves together with the help, the essential help of the United States. I remember early into 2019 when I was foreign minister and we had a very assertive foreign policy against the terrorist regime of Maduro. I was in the border of Colombia and Venezuela in a multilateral event to support the Venezuelan people against Maduro. And it was very emotional because there were lots of Venezuelans exiled in Colombia, and they recognized me and they said, "Oh, thank you, Brazil. Thank you for what you're doing." It was very emotional. Now I think it's Venezuela that can help save Brazil, like people hoped back then that Brazil would help save Venezuela. How? Through exactly what Alejandro was saying. Well, first, getting rid of Maduro. And second, helping to expose the huge network that we can hypothesize about. There are some indications here and there, but we need more concrete proof of something that everyone knows exists, a network of organized crime that would expose lots of powerful people in Brazil. I think that's the hope for Brazilians. This would totally delegitimize the current regime, the Brazilian regime, maybe would lead to further U.S. Sanctions and isolation of those people, and would maybe create the conditions for the Brazilians to revolt and to, not against our constitution, but for our constitution, to have a real constitutional regime back in Brazil. So I think the Venezuela will be the door for the liberation, not only of Venezuelans themselves, but Brazilians and people around the rest of Latin America, because the Trump administration clearly has a notion of the complex system that was put together in South America, right, dealing with politics, organized crime, corruption, everything together. And they're coming after this whole system, and not only one aspect of them. So I think it's one more time where, the U.S. has to be the champion of the free world.
Alejandro, what do the people of Venezuela make of the torment that's going on in Brazil? Half the people now condemned with Jair Bolsonaro to being, well, the claim by the court is that these are assassins and plotters. What did the Venezuelans hear from this news?
Well, in Venezuela, people don't trust the governments of the Sao Paulo Forum like Lula, Petro, and others. So they know what the Sao Paulo Forum presidents do because we've lived it in Venezuela for a long time. Chavez first and Maduro secondly, they persecuted every adversary. A person like myself, I was persecuted and I was put in jail for 1 year just for being a dissident. But if you are Maria Corina Machado, even worse, the persecution is even worse. So we know that what Lula is doing against Bolsonaro is exactly what Maduro and Chavez has done to their adversaries. One very interesting thing that Trump is doing, and let me say this, John, is his drafting of national security. Because if you notice, John, there are no protesting in Latin America about this very powerful military movement in the Caribbean. Very few presidents are saying that they're against it. Why? Because Trump has a very well-defined Nicolás Maduro, not as the president of Venezuela. He robbed the election. He's an usurper of the power. But he defined Maduro as the head of the Cartel of the Suns, as a drug trafficking kingpin. So who is going to defend a drug trafficking mob leader? No one. So this was very interesting and very intelligent to make sure that everybody in Latin America and Marco Rubio flew all over, and the director of the Southern Command, the general.
30 seconds, Alejandro. 30 seconds, please continue.
Yes, so they have created in the United States the condition to isolate Maduro to now act against him, as is going to happen very soon, John.
Alejandro Pina Esclusa in Europe, Ernesto Araújo in Africa.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.